One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Yesterday on Farm Talk, Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State Climatologist and Director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. The pendulum swings. It's been, with rare exception, and only briefly a little Arctic air now and then, a mild winter. Daryl, what's next?
If you look, you know, say north of here where they've gotten, you know, there's like Grand Forks, for example, their snow to this point in the winter is pretty much dead on the average. But even up there, because of all the wind events we've had with all these little clippers coming through, it's in the ditches and in the shelter belts. You look out in the fields and you can still see a lot of black. The net positive of that is a faster warm up in the spring. But, you know, the negative is it's not like it's the winter is done. And we're going to have a few clippers coming through. Most of them won't produce a lot, but each one may whip up a little bit of the wind. But then when we get the pattern change towards the end of the month, and if we get like 3 or 4 weeks where it's going to be mostly below average than above, that lack of snow cover and some of those spots could make, you know, the frost depth go deeper, which again can have the tendency to slow down spring planting too. So, you know, that question gets asked me all the time, and I go, I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're going to make up November in the spring, because November is a winter month, but it wasn't this year. You know, it will probably, Mother Nature's going to make that up and have a little bit slower start than we want next spring. Well, I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, it's just what's happening. You know, there's just reasons. You know, I just lean that way, you know, forecasting, right? But trust me, if everyone's out early and gets done by May 15th, you know, I'm as happy as everyone else. But I just have a feeling it's going to be a little slower than people want, but we'll get out. You know, it's rare that May is horrible. I mean, last year was at times, but, you know, usually we can get out and get it done. Okay. But it will just always comes down oftentimes in the spring, like one storm, you know, we got that 1 or 2 inches of rain, had the storm track through Sioux Falls and the Twin Cities instead, you know, we would have been done planting. And those are the things you just can't forecast in advance.
Historically, the end of January, start of February is the coldest part of winter. Will that happen this year?
I think we have maybe a good solid another 10 or 12 days. And not every day is going to be warm. If you looked at the forecast, heard Mick, I'm sure, you know, this weekend we'll get back to average. Well, feel really cold, but it's just average. But then next week we're going to warm up, then I think we're going to cool down, then I think we're going to warm up, then I think we might cool down and be more of a more permanent cool down, where we might again spend 2 or 3 weeks with most of the days at or below average. So again, I think we have a good another 10 days where it's not going to, you know, for the time of year, it's not going to be all that bad.
Thank you, Daryl. All right, that's it for Inside Agriculture on this Friday. Have a safe weekend. Bundle up against the cold wind tomorrow, and we'll see you Monday morning right here on Inside Agriculture.